Alamo State Tollway Highway Authority Audit Committee meeting to order for March 22nd, 2012. Roll call, please.
Committee Chair Gonzalez.
Here.
Director Wisner.
Here.
Chair Wolf.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Item number three, remarks, just real, just to be brief, I did meet with our chief internal auditor, Michael, to go over the items that we're going to go through the agenda. We're going to go over the 2011 internal findings, also the 2012 and anticipated goals and findings that we're going to be working on for 2012 audit year. We're also in the process of our 2012 external audit. It's going as planned. The field work is underway. We should be completed by the end of May, and we are looking for a final report as of June of 2012. Going to item number two, I need approval of the minutes for the audit committee for the meeting held on December 15, 2011.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Going to item number four on the audit, Mike Dolly is going to give us a review of the findings for the 2011 internal audit. Michael?
Just really briefly go over the agenda. I'll cover off on our annual purpose, authority, responsibility, and go over the audit activities from the prior year and define cycle audits and other risk-based audits. Give an update on the areas for improvement from those audits, the 2012 current state of the external audit process and internal audits activities. Wrap up with a brief reference to the summary of the PCI or the payment card industry compliance process, and about to introduce our new internal audit manager. Again, the audit committee meetings cover off on different topics for per meeting, but the annual April or so time frame meeting, we'd like to reiterate what the purpose of the internal audit department is, and again, that's to provide objective and independent assurance and consulting engagement activities. To perform those with due professional care and to ensure that the internal audit group has access to the applicable tollway agents or employees and records that we need to perform our responsibility. The 2011 cycle audit findings, there's a total of 11 cycle audits that are performed on a two-year rotating basis. We had four of them this year. Here's a list of the four areas: purchasing and contracting, expenditures, including petty cash, personnel and payroll, and then agency management and organization and management. And here you can see from prior performance of the audits in 2009 comparison of findings. There was one finding that was in the purchasing and contracting audit. The other audits performed by internal audit from risk-based approach to the annual assessment plan and audit calendar were a final waiver of lien and change policy audit, operationally assigned vehicle audit issued early last year, contract tracking, and then finally a couple of engineering performance or engineering contract processing audits internally. What I'll do now is briefly go over here in this area for improvement slide, a recap of the findings from last year's audit work. For the OAV, the operational assigned vehicles, the main finding from this audit was scope time frame was January 1st of 2010 through June 30th of 2010, so it was about a year and a half ago. The findings from that audit was that the OAV manual or the vehicle operator manual just needed to be updated to coincide with the actual practices that were going on at the tollway, which still captured a lot of the most cost efficient control that should be in place for monitoring and validating that individuals were appropriately able or licensed to drive OAV vehicles. But some of the areas for updating included taking out reference to driver's license or insurance certification, fuel system access approval, and things of that nature, where over the course of the last 2 years or so, the tollway has developed a monthly vehicle tracking log and the actual processes for tracking and approval of OAV use has matured. So along with updating the manual, which is a answer or a process that the fleet and engineering department has been working on to address a lot of these inconsistencies in the audit from what was addressed in the manual versus what practice was, and then also ensuring that employees complete a monthly vehicle log to tractor actual activity use, and management utilize that log to review the use to ensure that it's being used for proper business, proper purposes, and during either clock time or if it's used during off-clock times, because an employee will drop off the vehicle first at an M-site, then come here and clock in, thus actually saving the tollway time from a day-to-day basis, but then again, it's an approved process. We also, if there's overnight use required for an OAV vehicle, we want to ensure that the vehicle acquisition form, request form, was properly obtained and approved by that department chief. The next two areas of validating that contract information are centrally tracked, so it's to the tollway's obvious advantage to have a centralized area that we can track contract terms and due dates, expiration dates, possible renewal options. So that's something that IT and procurement especially have been working on tail end 2011 to ensure that there's a centralized catapult utilization tracking for contract terms and contract information. It's a work in process at this point, and there's also a ongoing review process for ensuring that the terms, again, terms and details and payment options within these centrally tracked contracts are being reviewed on a sample basis on a semi-annual occurrence rate. Finally, ensuring contract engineering contracts contain all necessary reviews, such as good standing for Secretary of State website, new business in Illinois, things of that nature. And then approval dates are consistent and accurate across the contract and paperwork. We have contracts that require signatures, and obviously various steps that the contract services and document control groups and engineering validate and cross-reference before the contract is finalized as the contract matures and notice to proceed. But we do have our original version, the vendor needs an original version as well, and that creates complications that we need to make sure that the document control and contract services validate that all of these contracts that we request signatures or all the different types of paperwork that are needed to be done. Again, the standing State of Illinois Secretary of State review and other such paperwork that need to be filled out, financial disclosures, things that actually Paul mentioned in the second part of his presentation that are a area that, again, hopefully with JCAR updates or rulings that this may assist us, but we do want to make sure that we keep an eye on the contract process with the groups of document control and contract services checking at the standing, acting as a monitoring or one final set of eyes process. We don't have contracts that are missing any certain information. For an external audit update, this is brief. There is a compliance, a financial, and a IS or IT audit. It's being worked on by KPMG and the DBE, East Ortiz. Internal audit, finance, and information systems. It's serving as key contacts for requested information and setting up interviews or things of that nature, assisting the auditors in gathering the information, policies, procedures that we follow, and then sample, actual sample data that they can perform substantive testing based on their assessments. The final report will come out, as Dr. Gonzalez mentioned, in June for all three areas. 2012 internal audit activities. Currently, the IA team is working on the annual certification process, which allows the executive office to sign off on the fact that there are controls in place, that there's an understanding of the effectiveness of the internal controls over our performance on various assertion required areas related to payments are properly authorized, receipts are properly segregated from individuals. There are measures in place to ensure that expenditures are used for the purposes that they were designed for. This process of the annual certification requires us to perform limited scope retesting of the findings from last year with third findings, so we're in the process of performing it. At this point, we've worked with most or soon to be all department chiefs on gathering information on their actual day-to-day control processes to make sure that we're on the same page with these different departments on whether or not they're performing all the control processes that are expected to be performed within those departments. We call that the SAMS checklist questionnaire. We use that also as a basis for our testing for the certification process, but then also for the following year's risk assessment. perform external audit coordination work with the inventory and procurement processes. We hope to, we started adding consulting services and identifying controls and requirements for compliance related areas in procurement, both to ensure that we set up 51 or any other procurement requirements, we are in line with those, we're aware of what the requirements are, the different channels that we have functions, PEC or CMS internally. We also want to make sure that we assist the procurement department in identifying areas of cost effectiveness and efficiency. And that result of this, this consulting meeting would be a structure of controls, objectives, and risks for different sub-process areas within procurement. Make sure that the department knows what those requirements are, and then again, we identify areas where we can cost effectiveness and efficiency. We want to get through the certification process with the procurement department before we go too headlong into this consulting engagement, but the timing of that is within the next week or two. The inventory processing, we're working on just making sure that our reporting is reflective of the quote-unquote inventory that we have. We're not truly on balance sheet inventory that we're expecting to purchase like parts and supplies, but we still want to make sure that we have our arms around that's what that dollar amount is and the aging on it. Finally, there's a contract with vendor audits that we've set time aside for in our audit scope, in our audit calendar, and as requirements or situations dictate, we place vendors on that list of audit targets, and we have one now. And as time goes on, we'll be performing random or specifically requested audits on vendor contracts. PCI, payment card industry background here. The purpose of PCI is to ensure that there's a standardized process for security measures in place when an organization deals with payment card transactions for customers. The output of this process is a report based on the volume of transactions that you as a merchant, the tollway in this case, transacts on in a given year. We are currently considered a tier two. We need to perform a questionnaire on an annual basis that covers 264 different topics, over a dozen general areas. Attest to this, provide a report back to our payment card service providers. The situation that we're running into heading into this next year, this current year, I should say, with that report, is that our volume of transactions for payment cards is going to exceed a certain threshold, 6 million transactions, where we'll need to provide further documentation and a summary report with that questionnaire. So what we're looking to perform to do is to best staff that increased amount of compliance that's required. And the options here are looking at completing the tier one reporting by the September 30th timeframe of this year, potentially. We will, within the next month or two, become tier one ranked as an entity, which will require us to perform our PCI compliance audit within one calendar year of achieving that status. But we do also have requirements reporting as tier two, which we currently are, by the 30th of September. So now we're trying to see if by the 30th of September we can do the actual tier one reporting so that we would not need to do a separate tier one report, which is again more complex, very shortly after performing the tier two audit. The options are to either look at external resources from an IT and more specifically a very specific PCI background perspective, or to hire a resource permanently in the audit function to deal with subjects with the PCI audits, potentially other IT-related areas.
Does the threshold for Tier 1 and Tier 2 stay constant, or does that change?
It has stayed constant for at least as long as I'm aware now. It's been 6 million, so.
So we're likely to remain in Tier 1?
I would definitely say so, yes. And actually, if it's Amex, it's 2.5 million, but 6 million for Visa and MasterCard, we'll cover the, as soon as we hit the threshold for one of them, and we report on the tier one, because when we had to do it for one vendor, we just do that reporting for all of them. Last slide on here is a recap of the team members and introduction of Cassandra Rouse, who's our new IA manager. She started on March 1st. So, going a long way to Cassandra, but anyway, that is what I have to recap. One more slide is an appendix that lists all of our 11 cycle audits. Again, these are FISHA mandated audits with the years that they will be completed from last year to this year. see we do have about 7 this year, so it'll be a full slate. Are there any questions?
I just want to say the committee did receive a copy of the 2011 internal audit findings, and of the 7 findings, 6 of them were more on the procedures, updating the manual, so they weren't, there was no any questionable costs associated with 6 of those 7 findings in terms of dollar amounts. Only one of them with the transponder was over a weekend in terms of a cost of $511 was the 7th finding. So I just want to say that out of the 6, it's really more procedural, updating the manuals, and we did get restitution for that $581 from that transponder over the weekend, the discussion right. I had with Mike. So it's a good feeling and good report when you're looking at your internal findings that are more on the procedural, just how to do things a little bit better in terms of signing off by documents.
Yeah, at the grading scale, I would say safe for assume it was a little bit tougher from an internal audit perspective on the amount of material findings. The external audit from last year had no material findings.
Right.
And you're comfortable that the responses from management will help clean the procedures up?
Yeah, I'm comfortable. I also believe that when we have our next audit committee meeting, we'll have a more complete picture on those items, the updating of the OAB manual, operational assigned vehicle manual, and again, any further accomplishments or action plans that are implemented, which will be that as part of a certification process within the next 4 weeks of testing from last year.
Any other discussion and questions? I see, I don't think there have any public comments. I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good work.
Thank you for keeping us.